Hello, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
It's one of those days. How you doing?
I understand. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. We spoke yesterday and we decided to do a call back today. Is it a good time to speak regarding the progress of the account?
I guess we can.
Thank you so much. Today I would like to... go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I was just going to say, today I would like to cover the following items: what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough of your client dashboard. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed your keywords research. I see here remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, your Facebook ads went live on August 29th. And as of today, we have a total of 21 clicks and 1,191 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
Have I seen the ads? No.
Oh, that's okay. So there's actually an available preview that you can check out on the Local Splash dashboard. Have you signed into the dashboard before?
I have not.
That's okay. Would you like to sign in right now so I can walk you through the
steps
and how you can see the ad preview? All right. Let me send you your login credentials. One moment here.
Where are you signing to my phone?
Both email and text. And it's sending. You should receive it in a few minutes.
You sent it to Insured Restored at Yahoo?
Yes, insuredrestored at yahoo.com. That's right. And it's sent. You should receive it by now. The subject title would be Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting.
Okay, I'm in. I guess I have been here before.
Oh, you were able to sign in?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Are you using your computer or your phone?
I'm on my computer.
All righty. Thank you for that, Steve. So at the very top, you'll see there the Local Splash logo. Along the logo, there are tabs. Do you see their home, leads, website, those tabs?
Yeah.
Okay. Kindly click the Facebook ads tab. And after clicking Facebook ads, you should see there the numbers that I provided you earlier. So far we have 21 clicks, and then you'll see there the Facebook ad preview.
I don't know, for some reason my computer's blocking.
Sorry, is everything all right?
I don't know why it's blocking that. Yeah.
Sorry, is it loading?
This page has been blocked by Microsoft Edge, so I had to go in and figure out what I was doing.
Oh. It could be just a technical error on the browser that you're using.
It probably is. Surprise me. Let's see if I can do it on the browser.
Okay.
All right, won't you give me a hard time? I guess somewhere in there I got some kind of ad blockers or something.
Do you, aside from Edge, do you have Chrome on your computer, Steve?
Yeah, everybody tells me I should be using Chrome. But I don't. I've got Firefox, which I never use. Let me see if I can figure out. Anyway, I'll figure that out.
That's okay, Steve. Well, once whatever the issue is fixed, you can definitely sign in back to the dashboard whenever you have the time later today. And all you have to do is go to the Facebook ad section. That's where you'll be able to see the preview. That, just in case there's anything you'd like to change or add to it, you can always reach out to us so that we can make the changes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make changes because I'm moving. I'm moving to a board, moving near Tampa, so I'm going to have to make I'm getting a new office address and everything. So this all happened in the last couple of weeks, so I don't know how we start that until I actually have that new information for you.
Would you like to make the changes now when it comes to the address?
That's the thing I don't have yet. I don't have the new business address yet. I do have the location that, yeah, because we're moving up near Tampa, so I'm going to want to change the whole thing. So I think we should put this on pause for a minute until I can get that new information, because you're spending money on Facebook ads and stuff like that. It's good for the company, but not if we're not in that location. You know what I'm saying? So can we do that?
I understand. Well, it's okay to actually leave the address for now since there's no information yet for there, but we can definitely make the changes already for the service areas. Do you have the list already for the assigned service areas that you'd like to target?
Yeah, pretty much, Madeira Beach, Reddington Beach, St. Pete Beach, St. Pete. Would pretty much be it, I'm thinking.
Here's what we'll do, Steve. I'm sorry. Is the entire dashboard being blocked by Edge right now, or can you, move to the other tabs there?
I don't know. Let me look.
Because you can actually check the list of service areas that we currently have based on the client interview that you had with us on the dashboard, right. And the locations they provided to me are, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I could change anything myself right here, I see, okay.
And the ones that you provided me are actually already on the list, Madeira, Reddington, and St. Pete, those are already on the list.
Right, I just need to probably remove the others.
That's right, whichever is not applicable anymore. Due to the move. Is it allowing you to make? Oh, sorry.
It says ads and then GBP. What's GBP stand for?
That's your Google Business Profile. And that's actually the next thing that I'll be talking about. So actually on the dashboard, you can't really completely remove them. You can just actually choose which platform you'd like them to be removed. But if you want to completely remove them, I can definitely make the request for the back office team. Which ones would you like to remove, Steve?
Anything south, Fort Charlotte, Punta Gorda, Northport, Sarasota. I'd rather replace Sarasota with Clearwater or Tampa. That'd make more sense. More towards the beach side, though. I pretty much will stay on the beach side, so Clearwater Beach will be a good one. Anything along the coast.
Gotcha. I'm not really familiar with the geographic locations for Florida, but just to clarify, we're removing Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, Northport, Sarasota, and then we're adding Clearwater Beach and Tampa. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the rest, keep it as is.
For now. I got to get a new business address. I haven't gotten that yet.
Oh, not a problem. Once you have your exact location, you can always reach us so that we can then make the changes. But for now, we're keeping that as is, and we're just going to update the assigned areas that you're targeting.
Okay. That works.
All right. Now, regarding your Google Business profile, is actually requiring phone verification before they can allow the edits to push through. We do need to trigger the code to be sent to your phone. The phone number that they have here ends in 9099. Do you have access to this phone right now?
No. They do my other one, which is 4679677.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, Google has the 9099 listed in their system.
That's our main phone number, but it goes to an answering service, so I can't get a code from it.
Ah, not even via call. Is that correct?
No, because it doesn't come to me. It goes to our answering service.
I see. Thank you for clarifying, Steve. Then in that case, we'll have to do the business video then, because the Google is giving two options. Either they send a code to the phone number that they have for you, which is the 9099 phone number, or you do the business video verification. Have you tried? For business video, you just need to go to your Google Business profile and then do the video real time. During the video, you'll just need to capture your tools and equipment, your work vehicle, and the business documents that you have available, such as business card, license, insurance, invoice, whichever you have available.
The code Sorry. Sure sounds a lot easier than that.
Right. However, the thing is, since the business listed the 9099 phone number at the time this profile was created, that's what Google is requesting, to send the code to that phone number. And the thing is, the reason for this verification is to allow edits to push through. So if we're going to edit the phone number, we're just going to be in the loop, because Google will still ask to send the code to this phone number before they accept the other phone number.
I don't know if they can receive code numbers. I think you only get code numbers on cell phones. Isn't that correct?
Sorry, what was that?
So you can't really get, like, when you got a landline, you can't get a code. That's only a cell phone, so that doesn't really make sense.
Well, if this is a landline, the other option would actually be to call, because Google will either send it via text or via call.
Well, they can call, and the answering service will answer it.
That's the thing, but if Google calls and gives the code, no, there's not really a live person that will take note of it, right?
Yeah, there is.
Because it's just
person.
An answering.
There
oh, there's a live person.
There is a live
person. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a live person. So they can get the code and
they'll
give
sorry.
It to me.
I see. I'm so sorry. Then in that case, should I trigger it now? There is actually a time limit, though. It's like five.
Yeah, go ahead and do it
minutes.
Now. Because they'll answer it, and then they should send me the code.
Okay. Let me go ahead and trigger it now, then. Bear with me.
Okay.
Via call. Right, there we go. Oh, actually, it's just a minute. The time limit is just a minute. So it should be a 6-digit code, Steve.
See answer it. See if they're doing their job.
This is to test it out.
Right. Usually whenever I get called, they'll send an email. Okay, we have some kind of call.
Let me correct myself. Actually, there's no time limit. So whenever they're able to send it, hopefully they can send it right away to you.
Okay, call the office number for me and ask when they receive the code, would you?
All right, what's the number?
941-979-9099. Hello, hello,
is your story?
Can you go online? How can I help you?
I was just wondering, did you get a code?
Yeah, I'm trying to do a thing with Google. This is Steve, the owner, insurance store. They're calling you with a code, saying, wait, did you get that call? I'm trying to verify things with Google, and I could have them send it again if you could look for it, because you can't text it, and it goes to that number. So the only way to verify it is to get the code that they'll call you and give you.
I do not see the code in here. I don't know if it's already came through. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Could you let me know?
Do you need them to send over that code if it comes through?
Exactly, if you would. I appreciate that because they're, like I said, I have to verify it and can't do it with, the phone being forwarded. So.
Okay, so let me make sure that I mark it because normally if Google comes in with any kind of numbers or codes, it gets sent over to junk because we don't know what it's for.
Okay.
So I'm about to make a special message that if that code comes through, to please send it.
Okay, perfect. Could you have them resend that, please? Okay.
You'd like me to resend it? Sorry.
What is your name so I can put it on there?
Yes.
They know who to send that over to.
Yes, Steve Hodges, Insured Restored Ego One.
Thank you, Mr. Hodges, and you just need the Google code.
Yes, and they're going to resend it with a recall here shortly now. Okay.
I will resend it now.
Okay.
Oh. There we go. It's resend.
Thank you. Appreciate it. She's resending it now. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. So we'll just have to wait on that. Just in case it comes through to you, Steve, after this call, you can just go ahead and text it to us or email it to us, whichever you prefer. Or you can also call. And we'll just enter it once we receive it from you. Now, while waiting for your Google Business Profile to be fully verified after that code is entered, we do highly recommend to start adding photos from time to time to help optimize your profile. That's going to keep your profile fresh and active, which Google wants. They want business owners to make sure that their profile is active. In that way, it tells them that you're really using the profile, and that will help boost visibility on the platform. Are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the dashboard?
Yeah, I think I figured that out.
Oh, okay.
And we do have
so whenever
on there, do.
Yes, you do. So if you have more that you'd like to share with us, you can definitely add them from time to time, because when you constantly add photos, it keeps your profile fresh and active.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Let me just check if I'm missing anything. Do you have any questions so far regarding the campaign?
No, I'm just going to get more targeted and change it up here. Okay.
All right. So just a recap, you'll be moving to Tampa, so we'll be expecting a call from you or a request from you to change the address, and for now we'll just be updating the service areas.
Okay. Works perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very much welcome. Thank you so much for choosing Local Splash. You take care. Bye-bye.